I'm Alex Abishon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Several Alabama workers are facing layoffs at the state's Bluebell Creamery's facilities and at Walter Energy. Bluebell is trimming its workforce nationally due to the temporary closure over listeria concerns. Over 250 Bluebell employees in the state will be temporarily furloughed, with another 45 losing their jobs entirely. Bluebell recently stated they'll be cutting a third of their workforce nationwide. The Walter Energy coal mine in Brookwood is also facing layoffs due to a surprisingly weak steel industry. Three facilities, including the Jim Walter Resources Mine No. 7, will be affected. The company says 370 employees could be laid off starting around mid-July. Nearly 40 workers were already laid off from that facility just 2 months ago. Company Vice President Bill Stanhouse says a weak steel industry has lowered demand for coal and that cuts will be necessary if market conditions don't improve soon. An Alabama-built rocket could be helping NASA design a new way of propulsion for spacecraft. APR's Pat Duggins reports on the experiment that may set sail tomorrow.
An Atlas V rocket built at the United Launch Alliance factory in Decatur will carry the small test satellite called LightSail. It's as big as a loaf of bread, and it carries a thin sail that's supposed to unfurl to the size of a boxing ring. The sail is supposed to catch particles streaming from the sun, like a sailboat catching a breeze. Jason Davis is with the Planetary Society, which designed LightSail. He says this is just a test run.
Packaging up this gigantic sail to fit into such a small space and then deploying it in zero gravity, that's only been attempted once, and that was by NASA, and it was using a sail that is smaller than this.
If it works, solar sails could propel spacecraft between the planets. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Small business owners in the Muscle Shoals area can get some tips on handling their taxes today. The Alabama Department of Revenue is hosting a free tax workshop in North Alabama. The goal is to clarify all of the mandatory paperwork with some free business tax advice. The workshop will cover what specific forms to fill out and what deadlines to watch out for. Agency spokeswoman Amanda Collier says these workshops can be useful for the business owners.
We know that people want to follow the law and be in compliance with a lot of tax laws, and so we find that this is just very helpful to get information to them, and they're free, and we have our tax professionals that are there that will give the information to them.
The Department of Revenue's free tax advice workshops will be starting today at 10 a.m. at the Shoals Chamber of Commerce. And people in Montgomery will soon have a new way to get around downtown. The Montgomery Area Convention and Visitor Bureau is starting a bicycle rental program that will be available to both tourists and residents. Bright green bikes will be available for rental at the Montgomery Visitor Center. Rental prices are expected to start at around $14 for 2 hours. Now your forecast.
It's going to be a warm day today. Temperatures topping out in the middle 80s. Look for partly cloudy sky. Small chance for shower or storm today, Wednesday and Thursday, primarily south of Interstate 20. Overnight lows going to bottom off back at the 60s at night. Look for drier weather to move in area-wide on Friday and Saturday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.